Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
So Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1, walk prudently when you go to the house of God. Pay attention. Walk prudently. Think about not only when you get there, but what are you going to do after you hear what you hear? How are you going to respond to this? Walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give sacrifice to fools, for they do not know that they do evil. And then the third thing about this I want to just mention: the worst loss of all is to bring disgrace and dishonor to the people of God and the circle of one's fellowship. That's the hardest part, you know? You got to face somebody. You got to deal with it and the shame it brings. Can you get past it? Yeah, you can get past it. You get on the other side. Thank God you can. Thank God for grace. Thank God for the gospel, thank God for forgiveness, all those things. Yes, I celebrate all those, and we need all those because, you know, that's the only way it's going to get us through on the other side and help change where we have been, perhaps. Number three, I couldn't wait to get here. This other stuff, man, I don't want to deal with. I want to get to number three. Number three, the Lord is faithful. Amen. Thank God. He doesn't just leave me in this junk, this mess. He's faithful. Proverbs 5, 6 through 8. Chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. The word ponder means to think through. Meditate. We've talked about meditation. We've talked about a man in his mind. Consider. It means to reason. It's the idea of examining. Lest you examine her path. So God's Word's helping us here. He's faithful. Number one, stay awake. Stay awake. Verse 7 tells us, therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. So stay awake. You need to realize, and I think this is true, we've gotten used to living in the dark. We've kind of grown careless in this area. So I just pray that, man, there's a whole new awareness about how our eyes have gotten used to the dark. Don't ever confuse forgiveness with consequences. So stay awake. What am I saying here? You've got to recognize there's a price to pay. Obviously, there will be forgiveness there, but these consequences aren't going to go away. Amen. The cement's set. And you got to realize that. You can't coast one moment with this. You think you might can. That's where the allurement takes place, and you're drawn away, and you're over here probably longer than you should be. You're on your phone in this app longer than you should be, and you're just kind of captivated. You don't even realize what's happening, man. You're just drawn away. So God is faithful, and He says this, stay awake. He's just, stay awake. Pay attention. The Bible is blunt about sexual sin. It does not pander. It cuts like a surgeon's knife. The cut exposes to view the moral ruin, the physical wreckage, and the shameful death that result from sexual sin. The Bible categorically and unbendingly prohibits premarital and extramarital sex. Again and again, the Holy Spirit says, listen to my demands. In other words, stay awake. Stay awake. And I know it's early in the morning, but hey, wake up. Yeah, it's time to get up. Let the alarm go off, right? I mentioned in the notes there to read Proverbs chapter 2, 10 through 11, then read 16 through 19, this should be in your book there. Chapter 5, 7 through 14, chapter 6, 20 through 33, chapter 7, 24 through 27. So you can stay awake and stay away and know that the Lord is faithful. A man after falling into sexual sin said this, yes, there were warnings. I heard the alarms of my conscience and God's Word clanging within my life, but I decided to disconnect the wires. So Satan attacks at the point of which a man is too sure of himself is another truth. Satan attacks at the point at which a man is too sure of himself. 1 Corinthians 10, 12 says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. The idea that a leader who we've known and loved should suddenly be exposed to a devastating scandal seems incomprehensible. Certainly, those who have taught others could have taught themselves. What is it then that can worm into an individual's thought life to risk everything he's loved and attained for a mere fulfillment of the flesh? Listen to this. Is it just sin? The answer lies in a lack of discernment. Their heart was unguarded and their vulnerability was exploited by hell. How does a man who walks with God, who teaches God's Word and who leads God's people and, you know, that not just so much pastoring, we've seen a lot of moral failures the last several years, a lot. I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, the number of stuff coming out just recently of other people that were, you know, respected Bible teachers. How'd this happen? It's a question. How'd this happen? Listen to it again. The answer lies in a lack of discernment. Again, going back to thinking. He didn't ponder the path. Just didn't think. He did not think. And in a moment, it's all gone. So their heart was unguarded and their vulnerability was exploited by hell. Satan's watching this. And he just allows it. Boom. It allows it to happen. And before you know it, it's over with. But thank God that He's helping us stay awake. Amen. The Lord is faithful. He's using this to awake us up. Oswald Chambers said, an unguarded strength is a double weakness. Another man, after falling into sexual sin, said this, all my life people shared with men that Satan, with men and also with me, that Satan attacks at your weak points. And I believe that and still do, but they didn't tell me that he equally attacked what I think to be strong points. For years, I said that if there was one place I would never have trouble with, that was my marriage. I was committed to my wife and my family. I was intent on living a lifestyle that would please God, and I believe with all my heart that was an invaluable strength, but that is the very place the adversary attacks so fiercely. So that strength you've got, that family you've got, that job you've got, all that you have in terms of your legacy, so to speak. Guess what? God's trying to help us realize that the enemy wants that. He's going to do whatever he can to get it. So don't think you got it all shored up and tied up. Man, he's going to do what he can to come after it and take it away. So number two, I would say this, not only stay awake, the Lord's faithful, stay awake. Number two, the Lord's faithful, stay away. Stay away. If I were you today, I'd go get God's Word and get a concordance and say, Lord, or help me find the verses that say flee and run from sexual immorality. And I'd get them out somewhere and I'd write them down somewhere and I'd make sure that I'm going to do what I can to stay away. Proverbs 5:8 says, remove your way from her and do not go near the door of her house. Y'all know this, we're one decision from stupid. Amen? We're one decision from stupid. The best way to stay awake, the best way to stay awake is to stay away. And as you do what you can to run from this sexual morality, I pray God will give you great, great victory in this. I'm going to give you time to discuss around the table because I want you to have that time of day. There's something I'm going to be sending you called A Man in Sexual Purity as it relates to this. The book that I've read helped me with this a lot was Beneath the Surface. Like an iceberg, there's a lot under the water. There's more under the water than above the water. And so when we are allowing God to help us find out where we really are with this reality of purity, so much more has got to be examined. You know, we got to go deep to find out where we really are with this. And how can we stay awake and how can we stay away from the sexual sin? What do we got to do? Lord Jesus, help me. And I don't know about you, Bam, but when I first started in ministry, it looks totally different today. It's much more challenging to stay pure and to stay clean than it was when I started in ministry. When I got married, I didn't have to deal with what I got to deal with now in terms of where the access is and the freedom to get it is. Used to, you have to go, you know, go hide some stuff. Now it's in my back pocket. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere I go. So you got to make a choice. And man, it's going to be on I'm almost sure you're gonna walk out of here today. There's gonna be some image because we've been talking about it. The algorithm's gonna make it come up on your screen, right? You know that, guys. So I'm just trying to help you. When you start talking about this, get ready. Get ready. And so stay close, stay clean, stay prayed up, and stay connected with other brothers so you can stay clean. And I know you know, and I know we know, there are men out there that wish they would have done things differently. And they're like in Proverbs chapter 5, they probably knew better, but they chose different. And they're going to be saying, why did I let this happen? How'd this happen? And they got to live with that. Let's not be those men. And I'll say this to you. If we know somebody that has fallen in this area, it's our duty to go restore them. You hear me? Hey, stop pointing the finger. Let's lend a hand and get them up out of this mess. They don't want to live there or stay there. Get them up out of this mess and keep them as clean as we can, and to love them and encourage them. Man, the shame don't have to stay there with the gospel. They're going to have enough of it anyway by themselves. Amen? They're going to carry it for a long time. You know how I know that? I live with it every single day. And I thank God. I thank God because of what I experienced and how I got free from that. And it's only His Word that's keeping me pursuing a pure life. And I know what it's like, man. I know what it's like. And I pray in Jesus' name that we'll find a way to help others get in the area of victory. Why do you address an issue like this? Because it needs to be addressed. Nobody else is addressing it. So if we're going to help men win, this is one area we need to help men win, okay? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the blessing of a God who loves us and a God who cares about us. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you for the body of Christ. And it's obvious Satan hates us and how wicked he works to destroy us, appealing to our flesh, knowing our tendencies, knowing our patterns. He's using our flesh and what appeals to the flesh to take us down and take us out. How deceptive and wicked is that? God, I pray that you will help us crucify the flesh so that all we have there is you. So when the attack comes, the attack ultimately comes against you. And as the war is entangled, God, the war ultimately is against you. And Lord, we have denied ourselves. We have clung to the cross. We have taken up our cross. We have said no to self so that Jesus Christ can help us win in this area, because the attack is going to come. So God, I pray that we will lay down. I pray, God, that we will deny self and get it back in such a way that we allow Christ in us, the hope of glory, to help us press in and press through. And God, we may not want to run. We may not want to flee. That's why the flesh must be crucified, so Jesus Christ can help us get on the other side and get to safety, get to purity, get to power, get to passion. And I thank you that you're faithful. I thank you that you're a God who has helped us and prepared us. And I pray even during this time we'll help each other. We love you, God. We need you. Bless everyone with a life of purity that's in this room today. And I pray you'd encourage us to help others find peace in this area and victory in this area. And may we go on helping our children stay close and clean, helping our friends and even our wives stay close and clean as well. God, we need you. We need you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.